5 minutes after the 11 o'clock hour. Good Monday morning, Northern Colorado. Welcome into the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. Get at us on our First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. It is training camp week here. The Broncos start official training camp coming up on Friday, so we'll have plenty of stories. Susan and Cheryl love them some training camp. Where did June and July go? I have no idea. July is almost up. And once we get into August, it's go time with everything, with our Preps football coverage coming up. We've got some new ideas that we're rolling out this year for that, as well as UNC football coverage. My guy On Gel's got some fun podcast ideas coming up. And Tanner Schwint of Good Morning NoCo, always churning out content for us.
That's right. Thanks for having me in, Brady.
What are we talking about? The Colorado Rockies. Okay. I'm starting to. I didn't bring you in here to make fun of your love, your undying love for the Rockies.
The bus to 65 is rolling, man.
Boy, your bus has really changed its goals. Yes. It's kind of like vacation. You're like Clark Griswold. You got this great vacation lined up. You got the station wagon rolling, and then grandma ends up dying. You got to put her up on the top of the car, and you end up going to Wally World, but it's closed and all that stuff. So now you just kind of edit.
Yeah,
where you're going.
That's exactly right. It's about the journey. It's not about the destination.
Rockies are making some moves.
They are. They're finally doing the damn thing the right way. I didn't get it when the Rockies sat still over the offseason. What was Bill Schmidt doing? Why are you not going to put some pieces around it? Because we were so used to seeing this splashy signing of somebody, Chris Bryant, Ryan McMahon, the money they were shelling out there. They didn't spend any money on anybody beside Pierce Johnson. That was the only guy that they signed during the offseason. And as of about an hour ago now, Pierce Johnson is no longer a Colorado Rocky. He has been traded to the Atlanta Braves, and it's a pretty good deal for the Rockies. The Rockies acquire right-handed pitcher Victor Vodnik and right-handed pitcher Tanner Gordon for Johnson. Vodnik is Atlanta's number 10 prospect, and Gordon is number 26, according to MLB Pipeline. So they just went and moved a guy that they signed on a veteran minimum for a top 10 prospect in the Atlanta Braves prospects and in their farm system that has been... There's been no one who's been able to touch what Atlanta's been able to do with their farm system. So you go and get the number 10 and number 26 guy for a guy that you brought in for nothing. That was a really good move by Bill Schmidt, and they're finally doing it the right way. They're tearing it all down and going to build it from the base up.
Is this finally a guy that's coming in with a plan? Are we starting to see that? Because I've been a negative Nancy, as are all the Rockies fans in the history of creation, save for you. I've been negative. I've been against this team and everything, but it does kind of seem like what he's doing. And again, some of these guys that are playing now, these younger guys, weren't necessarily his guys,
right?
But still, you're seeing him. He sat tight last year. Now he's making moves this year. Do we finally have a Rockies GM with a plan?
I think we do. I think we do. And I think, it's kind of been evident throughout. Now, we talked with Jerry Schimmel on Good Morning NoCo on Friday. And I said, well, what's the future like for Bud Black? I'm like, is he just there as long as he wants to be there? And Jerry tends to think that way. But, of course, he's employed there and things like that. Bud Black does not like playing young guys on this team. I don't understand why, but the Rockies, as weird as it sounds, they kind of were blessed to have some of the injuries. You never want people to get hurt. I get that. But they were forced to plug and play with some of these young guys. Brenton Doyle, no one knew who Brenton Doyle was before, we had Charlie go down and Chris went down in that outfield. Brenton Doyle comes out, and he is an elite defensive center fielder. Now, all of a sudden, that you need when you play at Coors Field. C.J. Krohn goes down, and all of a sudden, Michael Tolia is hitting home runs off of Gerrit Cole. You're seeing these young guys start to develop, and nobody's leading the charge more than Ezekiel Tovar. But will Bill Schmidt and Bud Black, will they kind of clash here because Bud does not like playing young guys and Bill's telling him that's what we have to play right now? It's been easy so far because of injuries. That's what they've had to do. But Bill Schmidt is going to strip this roster down for this for the end of the year, by the end of the trade deadline on August 1st. This is going to look like just bare bones of a roster. And how does Bud Black handle that? I don't know.
Do they trade Elias Diaz?
No.
You don't think they're going
they
to?
They won't move Elias. They won't. They'll move C.J. Krohn, Randall Grichuk, Brad Hand, maybe Brent Suter, and then possibly, if anybody wants to gamble, Charlie Blackmon.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to get much for him.
I wouldn't think
so. You might as well just let him.
Yeah, but also for him.
Give him a spot, though.
But for him, you know, at this point, let him go and chase. You know, Atlanta and Colorado seem to like to work together for some reason, and they need a little bit of depth. Patrick Saunders, I saw him talking about that. But they need some depth in the outfield. Could Charlie be a guy that you can let his hand get healthy? He's taking some swings again. But I don't know. You move Charlie, you say, hey, thanks for all the good memories. You know, go chase a World Series. Is that the group that he's in? I would think so. This is Charlie's last year with the Rockies anyhow. So no matter what they do here.
Where will he go down in history as one of the, you know, big-time Rockies players?
He's up there.
He certainly had his moments.
Oh, he's up there. Chuck Nasty. And, hey, you know, as weird as it sounds, the iconic walk-up song and everything like that plays into there, too.
If he didn't have the walk-up song on the beard, would he be as big of a player for the Rockies?
I mean, probably not.
But
probably not.
As far as, like, a fan favorite.
Yeah, he's up there.
He's going to be up there.
You could argue for him to be a top five Rocky of all time. I mean, I think Larry Walker, Todd Helton, obviously one and two. But then it kind of opens up. Nolan Arredondo is not in there.
Yeah, he
no, he's not.
He's a top five.
No, he's not.
Mm-hmm. Over Charlie.
So Carlos Gonzalez, Matt Holliday.
Yeah. What's interesting about this roster is as you said, because you've been saying this for months now, that the Rockies were kind of forced to show us these young guys, but there's a handful of young guys on this list, on this roster right now. As you mentioned, with Tovar, with Nolan Jones.
Nolan Jones out of nowhere, man. He's been phenomenal.
Watching yesterday, just he's got the record for the season so far on the fastest ball thrown out of the outfield and back into the infield. I mean, that's he's got an arm. Well, he's got a freaking arm. It's like 103 miles per hour or something. He broke his own record.
Severe pop in his bat, too. I mean, Saturday's game, he hits that home run to get him back into the ballgame. They were down 3-0, and Nolan Jones blasts a three-run home run. Like, you're seeing these young guys get valuable time, and the spotlight's not too big for him. And because, you know, it's still the majors, but the spotlight in Colorado is not very big. I mean, like you said, in a week, if not already now, people are going to be all Broncos talk. So you get some time to develop at that major league level if you are a Colorado Rockies player. I'm excited about the future. I mean, I am. And they're obviously paying attention to the pitching that they need to go get. They use the first two picks in the draft on pitchers. I think Chase Dolander could be very, very good, who they took with the number 9 overall pick. And that's what they're doing. They're moving a guy and Pierce Johnson, who, when they signed him, I said, who the hell is Pierce Johnson? I don't think anybody knew who he was. He came in. He had a good year with the Rockies. Boom. Get out of here. Here's two prospects coming up because Pierce Johnson's up there in age-wise. Bill Schmidt's doing it. He's doing the damn thing, finally.
Yeah, and we'll see kind of how that takes hold over the next couple of seasons for sure, because that's where he'll be tested. Because right now, you can't really give him much of a grade because the players that we're seeing kind of rock right now weren't really his guys.
Right.
Didn't do much last year. And, you know, he was part of that Chris Bryant signing, too. So we haven't quite seen what he's going to be about. But I think Rockies fans are at least not wanting to see him sit still.
Yeah. No, I think we see that we can finally see a plan with the Rockies. Was Bill Schmidt the GM when they signed Chris?
Well, it was last year, right?
No, that was
before last season, wasn't it? Yeah. It was at the beginning of last season, so Bill Schmidt would have been that guy because
for some reason I had it in my head that wasn't right. Who was it? Who was the guy before him? Jeff Breidich.
Jeff Breidich.
I hate that guy.
Been out for, this is his third season not being the Rockies GM, right? So I thought Bill Schmidt came in 21.
It very well could be. For some reason, I had it in my head that it wasn't that, but I'm glad to see it. Whatever the change was, I am certainly glad to see that they have a game plan that they seem to be. This is a great start to the trade deadline. Like, if they continue with this, it's a great start. They're not signing Daniel Bard to another, you know, contract extension when they could have dealt him. They learn from their mistakes, and first move, trying to pump the brakes a little bit on myself, first move here, but I want to see CJ Krohn gone. I want to see Randall Grichuk gone. I want to see Brad Hand gone. Brent Suter, I want to see those guys gone. Not that they weren't good people or good to be around, whatever, but the Rockies need to go all youth right now, and that's what they're doing.
He was named the interim general manager on May 3rd, 2021, and then took over officially October 2nd.
Mm.
So, yeah, that was...
That was his move.
That move was his move, and it's not...
That's a negative one.
Been a good move overall.
No.
For the Rockies going forward. Almost, I mean, they win a series, another series again. Since the All-Star break, they haven't lost a series.
Haven't lost a series yet. Five and three since the All-Star break.
Oh, man. It's, you know.
The chase for 65 is on.
So the quest for 100 is probably not going to happen.
It depends on how bad they strip this thing down. That's the only thing.
Well, that's what they should do, though.
I know they should.
They
I know.
Strip it down.
I know.
And that big 100 is there.
No.
There is literally nowhere to go but up from there.
We're not cheering for 100 losses. We're cheering for 65
If you wouldn't
wins.
Have bet on it, would you be cheering a little bit for 100 losses?
No. Why would I want my team to be?
Because
why?
It says something. It says, get it right. This is the worst it's ever been.
They're already
why
doing
would I
it.
I want my team to be the bottom of the division. Oh, wait. They've always been there.
They've always been there, just not quite like
we're
this.
Not the worst in baseball, at least. We still got a couple of doormats under us.
That's exciting.
It is exciting.
I sense your optimism about this trade, Tanner. How much of this is just second half baseball, no pressure on playoffs, and they're just young guys playing a game?
Just moving. Yeah, that's true. There's not a lot of pressure on these guys each and every day.
Right.
Nobody believes in them at all.
And that's what, you know, that's what I was saying, right? I mean, especially in Colorado, there's not a whole lot of media attention on the Rockies, you know, unless they get into the playoff hunt, which has been forever since that's happened. So, yeah, it's great to see. I love the move in terms of it just being like second half. I don't think it's that. I think that you can see the game plan. You were talking about it, like why doesn't the Monfers just come out and say, like, after they lost to the Angels, right? Why don't they just come out and say, here's our plan? The Monforts, say what you will about them, they have not been a good at communicating to the fan base. We knew they never would. They're too prideful, I think, to come out and say this is a rebuild. But we see it now, like, and that makes Rockies fans. It has to make Rockies fans like me excited, because we've been just wandering around this dark room trying to figure stuff out, and now it's like, hey, let's check this corner first, and then we'll go over here, and eventually we'll find our escape. But right now, you're building it, and you're tearing it down right now to build it. But I am very excited with what the Rockies are doing.
Well, and that's the thing, look, to Angel's point, there's always been kind of an obvious plan with the other three teams.
Mm-hmm.
You know, more of an obvious plan. Now, I get it. In hockey and basketball and football, you can get a player, mm-hmm. and you can really build around them.
Right.
You know, Nathan McKinnon, for better or worse, with whoever was in charge at that time, later with Patrick Waugh, and then what you ended up doing with the current situation with Bednar, you still kind of had that plan in place and how you were going to play and all that stuff. The Nuggets started to develop a plan, even though they stumbled into the Nikola Jokic thing. Oh, there it is. Let's build around this guy. They still had this plan, and the Broncos' plan was, we're going to get a good quarterback, and that was the Russell Wilson idea. It didn't really work last year.
Right.
The Rockies, it's been difficult to say, okay, here's the plan. You kind of felt like there was a plan when it was the big three as far as pitchers, when it was Freeland,
yeah.
It was Herman Marquez, and when it was John Gray. And then John Gray, they move on from him, or let him kind of essentially move on. And they're sticking with those guys. They've been injury plagued for a while now.
Right.
It just has never felt like there's a plan, even a failed plan. It just never felt like there was a plan.
No.
Chris Bryant didn't feel like a plan last
year. No, it was, hey, look at this big name that we just signed. We're not afraid to spend money. And that is the frustrating part of it. But again, you go back to those other sports. One huge difference, too, between baseball and those other sports is, in those other sports, if you draft somebody and they're the number one overall pick or what, like in the NFL, the number nine overall pick, like what the Rockies had, that number nine overall pick is going to come in and contribute instantly. That doesn't happen in baseball. So the rebuild process in baseball does take longer to get to, but now that we actually have a plan, we can say, okay, this is why we let Trey, like, as Rockies fans, we can feel okay letting Trevor Story walk, because look at what we have in Tovar now. He's the guy that's going to be there. Story hasn't played a game all year for Boston, right? So you can start to see these little things that you can point to and say, oh, this might be a plan. And we'll see if they'll probably botch it along the way, because that's what I deserve as a Rockies fan. But they've at least got a stepping stone. You know, this is a stepping stone for them. Let's keep seeing if they can do it.
But the problem is you keep replacing the positions that were already pretty good.
Right.
We've talked about Nolan Arenado and how I know you hate him.
Mm-hmm.
But
Arredondo.
You can have the best third baseman in baseball, which they did at one point in time. And it still didn't really do much.
I mean, got him to the playoffs a couple times.
Yeah, a couple times, and that was about as far. That felt like the ceiling.
Yeah.
It was like, okay, maybe we can get past a wild card round.
I think the narrative on Nolan is still being written, because what's happening in St. Louis is... What's happening in St. Louis, as bad as it sounds, is worse than what's happening in Colorado, because they actually had expectations this year.
I'll give you that.
They had expectations, and they're gonna. It's going to be a fire sale down there. But yeah, you've got to find the collective pieces to it. You've always had one really good, like the Rockies don't. Outside of Elias Diaz, don't have that one guy that you're going to point to. And the catcher's not going to be that guy for the Rockies. It just never will be. Tovar's trying to step into those shoes. Chris Bryant's trying to regain some of that. As badly as Drew Goodman and those guys want to make Ryan McMahon the man, he's not. He's not. They overpaid on Ryan McMahon. He's a good player, but, you know, they talk about his defensive prowess. He's led the league in errors in the last couple of years. Like, I don't understand why we keep going back to that. But what they have now are a bunch of nice pieces. And that's what it's going to take to win in baseball. It does not need, you don't need to have a completely loaded all-star team in baseball. You need to have complementary players who, okay, we've got speed here. We've got good defense here. We've got some pop in the bat here. Guy hits for good average. And that's how you build the team. And they're starting to develop those little pieces around. And they've got a little bit of depth now, too. So we'll see. I'm excited now. Excited with the play that we've been seeing. And I love what Bill Schmidt's doing so far.
All right. Well, while we have Tanner in here, let's hit the good, the bad, and the ugly presented by FMS Bank. Banking made simple. For more, go to fmsbank.com/KFKA. And the good, I think at least it's that. You know, you don't want to see 2 years in a row of just the Rockies literally do nothing. They don't want to be the only team. What were they? One of the only teams in baseball last year that didn't make.
They were the only team.
They were the only,
the
team.
Only team.
They don't want to do that again.
No.
So let's not do that. I don't want to dislike Bill Schmidt. I don't. I want to give a guy a chance. I actually thought Jeff Breidich might work out at one point.
Ugh.
There were some moments there where you go, oh, this was a good move. This was a decent move. And then all hell kind of broke loose after that. So I'm rooting for the guy. The bad for me is the running back situation. NFL running backs, I know you guys were talking about it this morning, getting together on the Zoom meeting call. Love Angel's plan. That's the only plan that makes sense, though, is basically saying, fine, running back rookie contracts from now on are just two-year deals. And it's up to them in 2 years to prove whether they can get a five-year situation after that.
Could come back and bite them, though. I mean, it really could, because
it
doesn't.
But if you do it for them, why aren't you doing it for everybody else? Then that's the question.
Because every other position group is paid what they deserved, I guess, would be the argument there.
I think the running backs are getting exactly what they deserve.
It's the Eaton, Colorado native Austin Eckler leading the charge on this.
In it. He's becoming kind of, I don't want to say controversial, because he's not very controversial. We're talking about sports, so I'll take that kind of controversy in
the
week. But, you know, talking about how second backup wide receivers are being paid more than him. Backup wide receivers are utilized a lot more. And, again, the chances of them breaking down over time, fumbling the ball, that kind of thing, decrease.
I don't know, though, man. I mean, Eckler's going to make like something right around $7 million this year. And he was either second or third on the team in receiving yards, too.
I know.
I mean, he
couldn't
get
traded, though, because the Chargers wanted too much for him.
Yeah.
So they boxed him out.
But they're not, and now they're not going to pay him.
Yeah, I get that side of the argument. But the bottom line is the league continues to change. And the running backs aren't really evolving. Not all of them are evolving with it. Nowadays, you have to be Eckler and Christian McCaffrey.
You have to
be that guy.
Yeah, 100%.
And so it's unfortunate that you see Christian McCaffrey get his. Eckler's not getting his. But he's doing everything that we're asking running backs in this day and age to do, and that's catch the football out of the backfield and become a receiving threat.
Yeah, it's tough to see. I don't know what I liked what Angel said, though. I mean, make that rookie contract just 2 years instead of the four.
The Rockies strike out 16 times yesterday. That's what is the ugly for me.
I did not know they struck
almost,
out that.
They almost pulled off a sweep in Miami. They tie that thing up coming into the ninth. Randall Grichuk hits the home run and makes it interesting.
Dude,
but
he's been popping right now, too. His trade value is only going up right now.
Yeah, I just
16 times. I didn't know that.
It's just like when they're bad, they're so bad. And then suddenly it's like, where did those wins come from? They haven't lost a series since the All-Star game. It makes zero. The Rockies make zero sense right now. At least before the All-Star break, they were just bad. That makes sense to me. I'm comfortable there. But I'm not comfortable with, you haven't lost a series since the All-Star break?
That's right.
What is it that we're doing here?
And it's been against three potential playoff teams, the Yankees, the Astros, and the Marlins. We'll see. Marlins have a lot of work to do to get in there, but they're in the wild card race. But this is what happens when you've got young guys playing. Sometimes the young naiveness comes out in them, if naiveness is a word. And sometimes, you know,
naivete.
Yes.
Naivete.
Yes, that comes out. And then sometimes the potential shows up, and that's what we've been seeing. The Rockies' bullpen has been so good. Like, second lowest ERA in the MLB good.
Can I ask you a baseball question?
Yeah.
Has this been going on all the time where teams just pick out a designated bullpen day? Like, we're not having a starting pitcher.
No, we just, the Rockies pitching staff has been so
decimated.
But
more and more teams are doing that because you hear when you're watching a game, well, it looks like it's a bullpen day for so-and-so. Is that
it's normally just when there's an injury to the staff.
That's just been happening. That's not like a thing.
Not some do. Like the Tampa Bay Rays did it a couple years back, and it was a little abnormal. It's happening more and more when you don't have that good fifth-day starter. Then you'll go to a bullpen day. I kind of like it. I don't know why. It's just a little different. But, yeah, the bullpen day is not going anywhere, I can tell you
it's
that much.
Something we're doing more and more of, mm-hmm. It seems like. Anyway.
It is.
All right, a lot to get to today. We do have Broncos training camp coming up on Friday. Cannot wait to start getting into those stories and everything as we get into the stories surrounding our college football teams here, too. That's going to be fun. We had a lot of fun with that. So I went viral last week for a sports tweet. Angel goes viral for a movie tweet over the weekend.
Yes.
I mean,
yeah, that was kind of cool.
Well, and like, I love it. That was a good tweet.
It was, what'd you tweet? It was very straightforward. Had to watch.
Had to see hashtag Oppenheimer in IMAX. First time seeing a Nolan film on the screen they were meant for. 11,800 views, 41 likes, and one comment.
That ratio.
I got ratioed on my own tweet.
Do you know what a ratio is?
No.
I didn't think so.
Well, and then Pamela decided to go at me in the comments. Sorry, this movie is not IMAX worthy.
Somebody had your back, though.
It was literally filmed in IMAX. Yes. IMAX for lengthy drama. Trinity scene is just over a minute. Nolan wasted all his resources on a weak script. Tenet had a far superior visual effects.
So I don't
someone
know.
Did dog brains, I guess what that means.
Yeah.
I don't.
That's... I'll tell you what that means.
Pamela, after. The movie was great. Sorry you didn't enjoy it.
Well, Pamela.
Why didn't you tweet that at her?
Why don't you go see Barbie, Pamela?
I don't
Pamela.
Have enough followers to warrant.
You can't handle
it. I was enjoying watching what was going on.
I liked his tweet, but I didn't pay any attention to it after that because I haven't seen either of the movies, and I don't know when I will get to go see those movies.
I know.
But, well, I won't see Barbie.
Yes, you will.
No.
A ratio.
Or Kent.
Will not see Barbie.
A ratio is when you comment or tweet, like right underneath somebody, they have this really funny thing or they think's funny, and then you just go ratio. And then everybody likes that because the original tweet
like
wasn't
the ratio
that good.
Of comments to likes. If you have more comments than likes, it means the post was bad because more people are commenting that they hate it rather than just like
you
it.
Just about got ratioed on your own tweet.
Mm-hmm. What
you
is
just
that,
about did.
I don't understand.
It's the, okay. You don't
hashtags
need
are powerful.
Twitter is now X.
Maybe.
What? Isn't that what it is?
I don't know. Brian tried to.
The homepage, I'm looking at it. It has X in the top corner. It still says show 35 tweets. It's still Twitter.
Well, he's not going to say, hey, look at 35 X's. Brian was trying to tell me it's still going to be Twitter, but I don't know why I'm
going to X this.
I don't know why.
Is this like a when IHOP did their Burger King, their burger, like no. International House of Burgers? And
I think Elon's actually going with this one.
All right, here we go. We're going to change it to X.
I think Elon's actually going with this one. I don't think that's going to change.
It's a weird deal. Like everyone's complaining about Twitter. I haven't seen
guess
any
what?
Difference.
It's the exact same app. Nothing changed.
I haven't seen anything since Musk took over.
My timeline's changed a little bit, and I like it.
I don't see as many ads.
To be completely
stuff. Like,
To be completely honest, I didn't see any conservative tweets beforehand, and I'm seeing more of them now.
I would admit to that. I don't see a lot of political stuff on my end, but I see some of it.
Yeah. It's more of what you want to see on your page. Sports, news, entertainment. If I want politics, I'll go look for politics on Twitter, but
yeah,
it doesn't just pop up on my feed randomly.
See, mine does, because that's what I dive into.
Well, congratulations to you for getting a viral tweet out there. There's a lot of controversy surrounding the two movies. Well, yeah, that's the
weird
thing.
I've had others that have had like 50-plus likes.
Well, I suggested that Rams fans, you know, beat a good team, and that was the
apparently
the
worst thing
in the
world.
Brady
did all that without a hashtag,
which
just blows my mind.
That's not what you suggested either.
Just beat a good team or a bad team.
No, you don't want to root for your rival.
Beat a good team or a bad team.
Nope.
Which is it?
Nope. If it's a rival, it doesn't matter.
Tanner's a Rockies fan, so he's like, dude, we'll take whatever we can get, man. We will play the University JV team. I don't care, just as long as we get a dub.
You're never going to catch me cheering for the Dodgers. That's all I'm saying.
It's different.
No, it's not.
It's way different.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. 31 minutes after the hour. Let's take a quick break. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
KFKA is your no-go home of the Denver Broncos. Your games and news around the team on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Krista McKeo, your UNC women's basketball coach, and you are listening to the whole show, 1310 KFKA.
Hikes Ace Hardware is they're veteran and locally owned, but a lot of people don't know this. They're also an authorized rental dealership with U-Haul, so there's another reason for you to use Hikes, man. What don't they do? Paint color matching, Benjamin Moore and Beyond Paint. They work with them. Window screen repair, great in this time of year too, when we've had these, well, last month anyway, with all those crazy hailstorms. They work with Rug Doctor. They have plumbing supplies, including pipe cutting and threading services, and live fishing bait. I know it's a random list that I just read off there, but I just think it's important to know that Hikes Ace Hardware, I mean, man, when we say they do it all, it sure seems like it. They're located in Greeley at 1722 9th Street. Make sure it's that Ace Hardware. Hikes Ace Hardware, 1722 9th Street. I can't vouch for the other ones and what they do, but these folks are good at what they do. 970-353-1416. That's the great folks over at Hikes Ace Hardware. They have been around. They've been doing this locally since 1954. They're the original hardware location. That means they're doing something right. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. The tight-knit brewing poll question of the day. Who's winning more games in 2023? The Colorado Buffaloes or the Colorado State Rams? Texter here, CSU, but I fear neither will have a winning record. Buffs are going to start 0-5. CSU 6-6, CU 4-8. If Prime wins 4-plus games, I'll buy you a drink. Four games is like that. Isn't four kind of like right around the tough spot to predict for the Buffs? I think that's going to be difficult to win four. And that's not knocking what they're doing. That's not where it is at all. It's just this first year in, not knowing about the team and knowing what on paper what they are, but not actually seeing them play at this competition at this level. It's hard for my brain to get much past four wins at this stage.
Yeah, and I don't think, to the texter's point, I don't think we'll see either team with a winning record. But if CSU goes 6-6, that's a bowl game. And you got a chance to go 7-6.
Oh, that's huge. That would be huge. Six wins after the Steve Adazio fiasco not very long ago, and obviously how things fizzled with Mike Bobo to get back on that right track would be absolutely huge. For the Buffs, though, again, we've gone through this. TCU, I don't think you and I see them winning that game. We've talked about Nebraska. I feel like that is a coin flip. I think CSU beats CU this season. I don't think CU will beat Oregon at Oregon. They won't beat USC at home. That, I mean, right there, if you give them the coin flip, Angel, they're sitting at 1-4 after the USC game. 1-4. And then it's at Arizona State. Is that a flip of the coin? Or is that better than that?
Two teams in kind of similar spots.
They were bad last year, but they were better than CU last year, so they weren't much better. But I'll give you that. There's two wins. Stanford, that's three. Then you're at UCLA. That's not a win. Oregon State, I'm high on Oregon State. So I've got you said at three, and then Arizona. Flip of the coin again. Yeah. So even if you gave them the flip of the coin games, there's four. At Washington State, that's no. And then at Utah. Mm-mm. That's four wins. So that's – and those are all games aside from Stanford. And the only reason I'm really going on Stanford because nationally everybody's saying that's the one game the Buffs are going to win. So that's a win there. But the rest, those are all kind of – I don't know Nebraska. I don't know about them. They've got a lot of unknowns. It's our unknown versus their unknown. Who is more known of the unknowns? 11:49 the time. Let's take a quick break. We're going to wrap up hour number one. We got the lunch rush coming up at noon. A lot to get into with the running back situation in the NFL. Northwestern has more stuff coming out about them, so we'll get into that. All that more coming up next. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
The Joker gets the last laugh. The Nuggets are the champs. Celebrate with us on KFKA.
This is Krista McKeo, your UNC women's basketball coach, and you are listening to The Whole Show, 1310 KFKA.
Hikes Ace Hardware is they're veteran and locally owned, but a lot of people don't know this. They're also an authorized rental dealership with U-Haul. So there's another reason for you to use Hikes, man. What don't they do? Paint color matching, Benjamin Moore and Beyond Paint. They work with them. Window screen repair. Great in this time of year, too, when we've had these, well, last month anyway, with all those crazy hailstorms. They work with Rug Doctor. They have plumbing supplies, including pipe cutting and threading services and live fishing bait. I know it's a random list that I just read off there, but I just think it's important to know that Hikes Ace Hardware, I mean, man, when we say they do it all, it sure seems like it. They're located in Greeley at 1722 9th Street. Make sure it's that Ace Hardware. Hikes Ace Hardware, 1722 9th Street. I can't vouch for the other ones and what they do, but these folks are good at what they do. 970-353-1416. That's the great folks over at Hikes Ace Hardware. They have been around. They've been doing this locally since 1954. They're the original hardware location. That means they're doing something right. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. The tight-knit brewing poll question of the day. Who's winning more games in 2023, the Colorado Buffaloes or the Colorado State Rams? Texter here, CSU, but I fear neither will have a winning record. Buffs are going to start 0-5. CSU 6-6, CU 4-8. If Prime wins 4+ games, I'll buy you a drink. 4 games is like that. Isn't 4 kind of like right around the tough spot to predict for the Buffs? I think that's going to be difficult to win 4. And that's not knocking what they're doing. That's not where it is at all. It's just this first year in, not knowing about the team and knowing what on paper what they are, but not actually seeing them play at this competition at this level. It's hard for my brain to get much past 4 wins at this stage.
Yeah, and I don't think, to the texter's point, I don't think we'll see either team with a winning record. But if CSU goes 6-6, that's a bowl game. And you got a chance to go 7-6.
Oh, that's huge. That would be huge. 6 wins after the Steve Adazio fiasco not very long ago, and obviously how things fizzled with Mike Bobo to get back on that right track would be absolutely huge. For the Buffs, though, again, we've gone through this. TCU, I don't think you and I see them winning that game. We've talked about Nebraska. I feel like that is a coin flip. I think CSU beats CU this season. I don't think CU will beat Oregon at Oregon. They won't beat USC at home. That, I mean, right there, if you give them the coin flip, Angel, they're sitting at 1-4 after the USC game. 1-4. And then it's at Arizona State. Is that a flip of the coin? Or is that better than that?
Two teams in kind of similar spots.
They were bad last year, but they were better than CU last year, so they weren't much better. But I'll give you that. There's two wins. Stanford, that's three. Then you're at UCLA. That's not a win. Oregon State, I just I'm high on Oregon State. So I've got, you said at 3, then Arizona. Flip of the coin again. Yeah. So even if you gave them the flip of the coin games, there's 4. At Washington State, that's no. And then at Utah. Mm-mm. That's 4 wins. So that's, and those are all games aside from Stanford. And the only reason I'm really going on Stanford, because nationally everybody's saying that's the one game the Buffs are going to win. So that's a win there. But the rest, those are all kind of, I don't know Nebraska. I don't know about them. They've got a lot of unknowns. It's my, it's our unknown versus their unknown. Who is more known of the unknowns? 11:49, the time. Let's take a quick break. We're going to wrap up hour number one. We got the Lunch Rush coming up at noon. A lot to get into with the running back situation in the NFL. Northwestern has more stuff coming out about them, so we'll get into that. All that more coming up next. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
The Joker gets the last laugh. The Nuggets are the champs. Celebrate with us on KFKA.
Hi, this is Jesse Kurtz, executive producer and lead anchor of the Mountain West Network, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy. Speaking of Jesse Kurtz, let's see if we can get him on the program tomorrow. Talk about the preseason predictions and all of that. And I want to get into the Mountain West side of things, more on the Pac-12, but also the Big Sky Conference. They had their Big Sky media days over the weekend, right?
Yesterday and today.
Okay. So, oh, yeah, they're finishing up today then?
Mm-hmm.
Weird that they started on a Sunday. Is that just a... Just trying to squeeze it all in, I guess, or what? I don't know.
Man, yeah.
This is interesting. Yeah,
it's Big Sky.
Not a lot of love for the Bears.
Not a lot.
For the coaches and the media poll.
A little more than I thought there'd be.
10th?
10th.
Both sides are saying 10th at this point. So 12 teams in the Big Sky. So this is kind of where the Bears have been, you know, projected and picked over the last few years. And this is where, you know, I really just, we're hopeful that Ed Lamb being this, with all the experience he has, can be this stabilizing force coming in for the UNC Bears and make them a legitimate team in this conference again. It is a difficult conference. I mean, Montana State picked, finished both by the coach poll and the media poll at number one. You've got, on the media poll first, it's Montana State, Idaho, Montana, Sacramento State, UC Davis, Weber State, Eastern Washington, Northern Arizona, Portland State, and then the Bears finishing above Cal Poly and Idaho State. So a lot to prove for the University of Northern Colorado.
Yeah, but they did get two preseason all-conference players, both on the defensive side, returning linebacker David Hogue. Mm. And also returning safety, Jordan Napke, both guys coming off injuries.
We try to get both of those guys on at some point this week. Jordan Napke, I'm excited to see what he can do. I think this defense will probably be pretty good. They played a lot of it. How much of it last year without David Hogue?
A whole season.
Yeah, we didn't.
It was that, like game
and
one.
And it was like
out.
We just found out that day, mm-hmm. you know? And we didn't really know how big of an injury it really was and everything. But this guy, Hogue's a player that we think maybe could go on and do something big.
I forgot how much fun he is just to watch from 2 years ago, and now getting him back re-energized with this team. He's a leader of this team now. I'm excited for David Hogue.
He's a good dude, too. Really rooting for him. We've got some new things we're working on the quarterback side of things with Jacob Sermon, who was there with David Hogue as the player representation for the Big Sky Conference. So we're looking forward to hearing more from this guy. Who's, I don't even want to say stepping out of the Dylan McCaffrey shadow, because there wasn't really much of a shadow. Like, I mean, it is what it is. It just wasn't. Love Dylan. Really, I did. I had a good relationship with him. But we'll see if Jacob Sermon can be that guy this season for the University of Northern Colorado. It's The Whole Show powered by PDC Energy. The Lunch Rush coming up next.